With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. One segment of the Pajaro River Levee project could be delayed until next year. KZU's Scott Cohn reports planners are waiting for PG&E to move a power line.
This section, which includes more than a mile of new levee along Coralitos Creek in Watsonville, was supposed to be the first construction on the giant project. Officials held a big groundbreaking last fall. But Mark Strudley of the Pajaro Regional Flood Management Agency says the word from PG&E is that it may not move its transmission line before this fall.
So that would push the project to 2026.
Leaving the neighborhood unprotected this winter and next.
That segment of creek overflowed four times in 2023.
In a statement, PG&E says it's expediting the process, but it's still waiting for Strudley's agency to acquire land for the move. He says that's all but complete and no reason for such a long delay. He says postponing this work could set back other parts of the 10-mile project, which has been in the works since 1966. Scott Cohn, KAZU News.
Governor Newsom and several big tech companies are working with the CSU system to create AI-powered higher education. Cal State Monterey Bay President Vanya Quinones says she can't foresee any areas that won't be affected by AI.
The most important thing the university has to do is to integrate those tools that are there and embrace it and ensure that the students are using the ethical value of it and that the students know how to use it.
Quinones says the partnership is crucial for students entering workplaces filled with artificial intelligence. This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.